الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم، منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان، سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش، وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله. فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله، والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, it is indeed the grace, favor and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon each and every one of us that we have been given the tawfiq and the ability to gather on this sacred occasion of Jumu'ah, an occasion that is inherent with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that al-Jumu'atu ila al-Jumu'ah, that one Jumu'ah to the next and 3 days beyond that. If the etiquette of this occasion is observed, then for 10 days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the minor sins. And like this, we find Quran and Hadith replete with examples of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's willingness and desire to forgive us. In fact, one cannot help but be convinced that it appears as if Allah ta'ala is looking for some pretext or some excuse on the basis of which to make our maghfirah. One narration is mentioned in Tahafat al-Sunniyah that once Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him that إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُخَاطِبُنِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيَقُولُ مَا لِي أَرَى فُلَانَ ابْنَ فُلَانٍ مِنْ صُفُوفِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, that Allah will address me, Jibreel, on the Day of Judgment and ask me that why is it that so and so, such and such person is in the saf, is in the group of those people who are destined for hellfire. So to this Jibreel will reply that, Ya Allah, this person, his entire life was spent in your disobedience. There was not even a single occasion in which he turned towards you with repentance, in which he called out towards you. So Allah Ta'ala will inform Jibreel that wasn't there a day in the life of this person that he looked up towards the heavens and he called out, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, O benevolent, O kind, وَهَلْ مِنْ حَنَّانٍ وَمَنَّانٍ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ, O Jibreel, is there any other Hannan, Mannan being besides me, besides Allah? Who else was he calling out to? Jibreel says, فَأَخُذُهُ بِيَدِهِ مِنْ صُفُوفِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَأَدْخِلْهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, that I will take this person by his hands, an individual whose entire life was spent in the disobedience of Allah. Once he called out with sincerity to Allah, he says, I will take him by his hands from the saf of the Jahannamis and put him into Jannah. The mind cannot comprehend the mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala addresses Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, لو يعلم المذنبون ما عندي من الأشواق. That if the sinners had to come to know how much of shock, how much of anticipation I am waiting with for them to come back to me. The doors of my mercy are open. If the sinners had to come to know, لَتَقَطَّعَتْ أَوْصَالُهُمْ, the limbs of their bodies would get separated as a result of their joy. And O Dawood, if this is my shock and anticipation for the sinners, then what must be my love and my mercy for those who are obedient? We find, my respected brothers and sisters, that this mercy of Allah Ta'ala has been multiplied many, many times for this ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّةٌ مَرْحُومًا, that this is that ummah upon which the special mercies of Allah are descending. Once Musa alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala, that هَلْ مِنَ الْأُمَمْ أَفْضَلُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي ظَلَّلْتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامِ وَأَنْزَلْتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. That O Allah, for my ummah, the Bani Israel, the sun would rise in the valley of Ki, desert. The sun would rise, and with the movement of the sun, the shade of the cloud would move to protect them from the heat of the sun. Man and Salwa were sent down from the heaven for them. They didn't need to have shops or jobs. They didn't have to earn or work for a livelihood. In fact, Muarrikhin have reported that even their clothing, as the child would grow, the clothes would grow with the child. So naturally, he poses the question to Allah, that Ya Allah, you favored my ummah, the Bani Israel, to this extent. Is there any other ummah more superior, more favored in your eyes than my ummah? Reply comes that, O Musa, أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ فَضْلَ أُمَّةِ أَحْمَدْ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْأُمَمْ كَفَضْلِي عَلَى خَلْقِي. O Musa, don't you know that the dignity, status, virtue and honor of the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over every other ummah is like my status over my creation. Abu Nu'aym mentions the riwayat in Hilya, that أَوْفَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَى مُوسَى نَبِيِّ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ لَقِيَنِي وَهُوَ جَاحِدٌ بِأَحْمَدْ أَدْخَلْتُهُ النَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam, that person who will meet me on the day of judgment and he has rejected Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will put him into Jahannam. So Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, وَمَنْ أَحْمَدْ, who is Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah Ta'ala replies, مَا خَلَقْتُ خَلْقًا أَكْرَمَ عَلَيَّ مِنْهُ, I have not created any creation more honored in my eyes than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَتَبْتُ إِسْمَهُ مَا إِسْمِي عَلَى الْعَرْشِ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, I have written his name next to my name on my arsh before the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَمُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَى جَمِيعِ خَلْقِي حَتَّى يَدْخُلَهَا هُوَ وَأُمَّتُهُ. And I have made Jannat haram, forbidden upon the entire creation until Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah does not enter into Jannat. Faqih Abul Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the riwayat. Musa alayhi salam entreats Allah, he supplicates, Ya Rabbi, إني أجد في الألواح أمة هم الشافعون وهم المشفعون يوم القيامة فاجعلهم أمتي. O my Rab, I read in the scriptures or scrolls that were revealed to me mention of an ummah to come. They will intercede before you on the day of judgment and their intercession will be accepted. Make this my ummah. The reply comes, هم أمة أحمد sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Musa, this honor has been reserved for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan yaqtuluna ahla al-dhalala hatta annahum yaqtuluna al-awar al-dajjal faj'alhum ummati. O my Rabbi, al ummati to come, they will oppose every form of deviation to the extent that the one-eyed Dajjal will meet his end at their hands also. Make this my ummat. The reply comes, O Musa, this is the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan kafaratu khatayahum as-salawatul khams faj'alhum ummati. Let us reflect, ponder, understand the veracity of what is going on. Virtue upon virtue, dignity upon dignity, status upon status, honor upon honor. Allah does not have rishta. Allah doesn't have lineage or link with anyone, that on the basis of this one is given superiority over the other. The Arabs generally were a nation very, very interested in this question of lineage. Each one could tell you, I am the son of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, and it would go back 15, 20 generations. On one occasion, the Kufar of Makkah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, make bayan, expound, elucidate. Tell us, what is the lineage of Allah? What is Allah's lineage? Immediately, Jibreel is sent with the surah of the Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Say unto them, He is Allah, He is one, He is alone, He is independent, He does not beget, nor was He begotten, and there is none like unto Allah. Allah does not have lineage or link or rishta with anyone, that on the basis of this one is given superiority over the other. This ummah was given superiority, this ummah was given status. This honor is linked to sifat. This honor is linked to a'mal. This honor is linked to attributes and action. On the basis of these attributes, on the basis of these actions, on the basis of these shi'ar and symbols of this ummah, Allah gave them superiority over the previous ummah. And even when the superiority was mentioned, these sifat and attributes were mentioned also. Strip the ummah of these sifat. Strip the ummah of these attributes and actions. Strip the ummah of its basis of superiority. Then that superiority no longer remains. He says, O my Rabb, an ummah is to come. They will perform 5 times daily salah. Amal, in return for this, you will expiate, wipe away their sins, you will make them sinless. And because of this, he desires this ummah. Yet what is the attitude today? What is the value today that the ummah has for this distinction and honor which Allah reserved for it? 5 times daily salah. Jumu'ah salah. There's no space. Masjid is brimming, it's packed. People are standing outside. As the brother is leaving after Jummah, tap him on the shoulder and ask him, the brother, next week Jummah Salah are you coming for? He'll say, what an insulting insinuation. How can you even ask me such a thing? Of course I'll be here for Jummah. Then softly whisper in his ears, brother, for Asr Salah you come. You say, inshallah, make dua. Allah make it easy. Masjid is packed at Jummah, yet the next Salah after that, what is the situation of the masjid? As if only one Salah is farz. As if once a week I must present myself. When the Nabi of this Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. That the distinction between us and them, the criterion between iman and kufr is salah. He who has left out salah has committed an act of kufr. Not putting fatwa of kufr. What we are saying is that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, direct translation of the hadith,
that it is an act of kufr. And salah will come out of the life of a believer. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala said, لا خمر في الإسلام لمن ترك الصلاة. There is no shame in Islam for one who does not perform salah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, من لم يصلي فهو كافر. The person who does not perform salah, he is a kafir. This is the extent of the vehemence of the warning that was given to this ummah. That value your deen. Allah doesn't need us, Allah doesn't need our ibadat. Allah has given us the keys to His treasures. Allah has given us the means to draw from His mercy. Allah has blessed us with iman, honored us by putting us in the ummah of His most beloved. And how much value do we have for this? That the dollars of America are more important. The fulfillment of my passions and desires are more important. This is a Jaleelul Qadr Nabi of Allah. Entreating again and again, Ya Rabbi, Inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan hum khayrul umam. Oh my Rabb, I read in the scriptures and the scrolls that were revealed to me, mention of an ummah to come, they are the best of every ummah. Accolade, honor. Look into the Quran. What promises Allah has mentioned for this ummah? وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادَ وَلَقَدْ سبقت كلمتنا لعبادنا المرسلين إنهم لهم المنصورون وإن جندنا لهم الغالبون ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. There's no time to go into the details. Izzat for this ummah, honor for this ummah, nusratullah for this ummah, dignity for this ummah, barakat of the heavens and the earth for this ummah, hayatan tayyibah, pure life for this ummah. When one lifts one's face away from the pages of Quran, at the pitiable picture that this ummah today presents, one wonders whether this is the same ummah the Quran is speaking about. What has happened to the promises of Allah? What has happened to the dignity and honor that was reserved for this ummah? Let us understand, respected brothers and sisters, that in this universe there is only one controller. Every condition and every circumstance is determined by His will, His decree. Allah is the doer, Allah is the maker, Allah is the one who will raise up, and Allah is the one who will bring down. Mu'izz is Allah, Muzill is Allah, Khafid is Allah, Rafi is Allah, Nafi' is Allah, Dar is Allah. In His hands is everything. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does as He wants. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah guides whom He wants. يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah deviates whom He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence, richness in the hands of Allah. وَيَقْدِرُ. Poverty, want and need in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, recognition in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation in the hands of Allah. Adhaka, happiness in the hands of Allah. Abaka, sadness in the hands of Allah. Amata, death in the hands of Allah. Ahya, life in the hands of Allah. Ma sha Allahu kan, kama sha kan, fil waqt alladhi sha, ala alwajh alladhi sha, min ghayri ziyada, wala nuqsan, wala taqaddum, wala ta'akhkhur, wama lam yasha lam yakun. That happens which Allah wants. In the manner Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants, and that which Allah doesn't want. Let all the forces of this world get together, it will never happen. Accolade and honor has been promised for this ummah. Allah promises a haq, وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. But these promises are mashroot. Allah's promises are linked to sifat, are linked to attributes, are linked to amal. خَالِقِ كَائِنَاتِ himself says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةِ. You, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, are the best of every ummah. You are the highest ranking. You are the most noble in the sight of your Lord. Why? أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You were taken out. You were selected. You were chosen. You were sent for the benefit of humanity. رئيس المفسرين عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما, when he makes tafsir of أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, he says, when Allah conceived you in the womb of your mothers, you were conceived for the effort of hidayat. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he makes tafsir of ukhrijat linnas, he says, man sarrahu an yakuna min hadhihi al-umma falyu'addi shart Allahi fiha. He who takes satisfaction, happiness and pride that Allah has made him from khayra umma, let him fulfill the shart. Let him fulfill the condition that Allah has attached to this honor. That you are not for yourself, you are taken out for humanity. The Nabi of this ummah, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. He was خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. He was a seal of prophethood. Yet his nubuwat was not confined like the nubuwat of the anbiya of the past. His nubuwat was not linked to a nation. His nubuwat was not linked to a nationality or a creed. His nubuwat was not confined and restricted to a period of time. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Tell them, O people, tell them Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O people, I am the Rasul of Allah to each and every one of you. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you but as a rahmat, as a mercy for every alam. His nubuwat, his legacy of mercy had to transcend, had to go beyond the 23-year period of his nubuwat, had to go beyond the Arabian Peninsula beyond which he did not traverse, had to go beyond the Arabs and the non-Arabs of his time. His nubuwat, his legacy of mercy transcended the boundaries of race, creed, color and nationality, and transcended the boundaries of time also, to the extent that he was the legacy of mercy for each and every person to come on the surface of this earth till Qiyamah, whether black, whether white, whether rich, whether poor, whether educated, whether uneducated, from whichever country or whichever era or facet of human existence he came from, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the mercy of Allah to him. Yet his nubuwat was only 23 years. How was this possible? Through the barakat and the blessings of the khatm nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each ummati, each reciter of kalima, male or female, of whichever color, race or creed or nationality, was made responsible for the fikr, for the concern, for the object of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The criterion of the mercy of Allah, the criterion of the forgiveness of Allah, the gradient by which honor will be judged in the court of Allah is nothing else but Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come in that mold. That is the basis of distinction and honor. Whoever has come closer to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose day imitates his day, whose night imitates his night, whose cry, whose concern, whose fikr, whose object in this world is his concern and object, he will go higher in the court of Allah. He finished himself for this cry. Everything was given for this ummah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, guide them. Ya Allah, save them from Jahannam and give them Jannah. Everything was given for this. His home was emptied. Stones had to be tied to the Mubarak stomach of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Azwaj Mutahharat say we saw one moon, then the next moon, then the next moon. And in all nine houses of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the stove was not even lit to cook food. Entire 6 miles pelted, mocked at, scoffed at, rebuked, insulted. The dregs of society were set upon him. They pelted him mercilessly. He would fall to the ground. Muarrikin writes, they forcibly picked him up, forced him to carry on running so that they could continue pelting him. Allah tolerated that the most honored of his creation should suffer like this. That they say stone upon stone till the flesh split open and the blood started pouring out. And then he speaks, he says there was a Nabi of Allah. What Muhaddithin say he was referring to himself. Blood was falling from his body. He was sponging the blood off his body so that the blood should not fall on the ground. Because it is Allah's sunnah. When the blood of the Nabi strikes the ground, the azab of Allah becomes imminent. And on his lips were the words, Allahumma ihdi qawmi fa'innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, guide my people. O Allah, give them hidayat. O Allah, save them from Jahannam. Why? Because they do not know. His cry, his dua was not for the namazis. Was not for those who had brought iman on him. It was for his enemies. It was for those who left no stone unturned to persecute him. It was for idolaters. It was for those who rejected him. For them also he cried. For them also he finished himself. That Ya Allah save them from Jahannam and grant them Jannah. Such a Nabi, this ummah was given. And my respected brothers and sisters, Muslim homes, Muslim towns, Muslim localities, Muslim gatherings, Muslim meeting places, and the heart are empty of the cry and the pain of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our niyat has changed, our object has changed, our ideals have changed. To such an extent that no resemblance remains. Our gaze upon others is how our dunya and how our wealth and how our desires can be fulfilled through them. His cry and pain for humanity was how Allah could save them from Jahannam and put them into Jannah. Those who were his enemies also he cried for them. Each one of us, ukhrijat linnas, has been taken out. That become a mercy to those around you. Become a mercy to humanity like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mercy. This ummah was motivated. The effort of this ummah, the time of this ummah, the wealth of this ummah, the energies of this ummah, through the example of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was so that these things could be sacrificed, so that humanity could benefit, and humanity could be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. This was never an ummah that came for worldly acquisitions. In order once again, for our eyes to open up to this reality, for us to understand the basis of the dignity and honor, security and protection of this ummah, is when this ummah will come unto Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, gatherings are taking place. And a very important ijtima, inshallah, will be taking place from this afternoon Asr Salah time at Vancouver. Over the next 2 days, an environment will be created where talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be taking place. So that by coming into that environment, we can realize that the time has come to put the brakes on. The signs are there around us. Conditions are not dictated by means. Conditions are not dictated by lack of means also. Conditions are dictated by the a'mal of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Come unto Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you have the keys to Allah's treasures. Dunya is yours and akhirat is yours. Shift from this and there are no guarantees. May Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us the tawfiq to try and attend this gathering. And if we are unable in our masajid, in our Islamic centers, to some extent an effort is taking place, let us link and attach ourselves to this effort. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.